Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, December 27th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. What do we have now? 4 days left in 2023, and 2024 will be on the horizon. Good to be with you this morning. Hope you're having a great morning. 42 degrees and cloudy skies in the Marion area, 17 minutes past the hour. You know, and I keep thinking, we talked yesterday about New Year's resolutions. Is or are anybody making any New Year's resolutions this year? I don't, you know, I've never been big into this. There were a few things from year to year where I thought, okay, I'll change that. And I guess you do start on January the 1st, so I guess that would be considered a resolution. But I don't know if a whole lot of people do that anymore. They say that New Year's resolutions are set up to fail, and that's never a good thing. So I don't know. Do people make New Year's resolutions? Does anybody have anything to say about this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, it is right around the corner. So not too far away, to be sure. You know, I was talking, by the way, I do want to mention this, that I did send the bulk of the Christmas cards out on Saturday. Now, here was my error in this. I thought, okay, get them out Saturday, and even if they don't get there by Christmas, they'll get there right after Christmas. Well, I didn't realize that Saturday, 23rd, was a Saturday. And chances are the mail went early on Saturday, so they probably did not go out on Saturday. And Sunday being Sunday, there was no mail. And, of course, Monday being a holiday, there was no mail. So they probably did not go out in the mail until yesterday. So hopefully you will get your Christmas card this week before the new year, which is what we really hope at this particular point, is that you'll get your Christmas card before the new year. But I can guarantee that they are out. If we did get a Christmas card from you, the Christmas cards did go out. So keep an eye out for those. And if somebody gets one of our Christmas cards, give me a buzz and let me know. 740-751-4038. See, I don't know if the mail did run on Sunday or Monday. Sometimes it does on Christmas, because a lot of people order Amazon packages and things of that nature, so a lot of times they will come out on Christmas Eve, or they will come out on Christmas Day, and still deliver packages. I don't know if they did that this year or not. So who knows when the Christmas cards went out, but if you get one of our Christmas cards, let me know, and that way I will know that hopefully they are finding people at this particular point. All right. Well, I've noticed a lot of people's allergies have kicked up in the last few days. As a matter of fact, I'm getting a little notification here on the computer screen that it is very humid out today. Very humid on December 27th, 2023. Can you imagine that? Humid weather here on the holiday. And I'm seeing so many pictures of people outside doing things here at Christmas time, the time between Christmas and New Year's, which is usually a colder time of year. So nice that people are able to get out and do things. Okay, New Year's resolutions. I haven't made one. I don't know if anybody else will make any or not. We'll see what happens. Christmas cards are out, and do want to remind everybody that tomorrow morning at 9:15 a.m., I will be joined And I would imagine this will probably be his final appearance as mayor in a media outlet by Mayor Scott Schertzer. Now, it's going to be a fascinating interview tomorrow morning, 9:15 to 10 a.m., because we're going to find out a whole lot of things. 3 days left in his term, because his term is over on January the 1st, but a lot of interesting stuff going on there tomorrow morning, left over from last Tuesday night's city council meeting. Because what we learned in last Tuesday night's city council meeting was that all pay raises were voted up in the city. Now, what we have learned since then is that the pay raises for the treasurer and the city council were voted in, but it's my understanding the date was not changed, so those pay raises will not take effect until 2026. Which would be the next city council in 2 years. So this city council coming in on the 1st will not get a raise, and the current treasurer will not get a raise. Now, if any of them are still in office in 2026, they'll get a raise in 2 years, but that's where those stand. Now, the other raises, the law director did get his raise, the auditor got her raise, but again, the auditor has submitted a resignation, so she's out of there on January the 5th. So I guess the new auditor will get that raise to be chosen by Mayor Bill Collins. But the mayor salary is what's interesting, and having Councilman Jason Schauber on the show last Thursday, him describing this was very interesting, to say the least. The pay raise suggested was $110,000. Well, apparently, when that started to be discussed last Tuesday night, Jason said, no, what about $80,000? And everybody thought $80,000 was good. Well, then somebody spoke up, another city council person, Mike Neff, and said, no, how about $95,000? Well, I guess people thought that was a little high. So they said, well, what about $90,000? Okay, let's go with $90,000. Let's vote on that. Well, the problem is when you vote on something in regard to city council, you have to have three readings and then vote on it. Well, the issue here coming toward the end of the year, if this is not passed by the first of the year, then it doesn't go into effect during that term of the person we're talking about. So for mayor, not only would it not go into effect next year, but it wouldn't go into effect for 4 years, is my understanding from listening to Jason Schauber. Well, I guess the law director at one point during the meeting says you cannot vote, you cannot suspend the rules not to vote on this pay raise, only have one reading of this pay raise, because you've already amended it before. You've amended it too many times. But they went ahead and voted on it anyways. So they passed it, but there is some question, did they pass it legally? And apparently Jason's theory was, because he voted against it, was that if somebody comes and looks at the books and finds out that it was not passed legally the way it should be, that Bill Collins might have to pay this money back. I don't know. So this all comes down to Mayor Schertzer, because he was at that meeting. I believe that was his last city council meeting. Now, he does have the power to veto raises in general. Now, there could be a veto of raises all around because, as we have learned, Marion has a cash flow problem. Also, are the raises too much? If we were to go from $69,000 to $90,000 for the mayor, you know, that's a $21,000 raise in 1 year. Should the auditor get a raise? A lot of people feel that position is not necessarily turning out the best candidates at this point. Should they get a raise? A city council and the treasurer, I don't know if that's going to be a big issue because now it's not going to take place for two more years. That probably won't be as big an issue. The law director, I don't know if that'll be an issue because the only issue there might be the cash flow problem with the city at this point. So will the mayor veto the pay raises because he feels the pay raises are too much? The other caveat in this is, does he feel they were passed legally last Monday night, or at least the mayor's pay, which apparently is the one in question after talking to Jason Schauber, Councilman Jason Schauber, last Thursday morning. So a lot to talk to the mayor about tomorrow morning. What happened in this city council meeting? And why did it happen that way? And will the mayor sign these pay raises into effect, knowing how they were passed? And we've really heard nothing since last Tuesday in regard to what the mayor will do. So I guess we'll all find out tomorrow morning at 9:15 a.m. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's kind of a complicated matter when you sit and go over the whole thing. But I don't know what it all means. I don't know. Honestly, if you were to say, what do you think the mayor's going to do? I have no idea. Because I have heard him say that he thought these positions did deserve pay raises, but what is too much? Now, I do believe he thought $110,000 too much, but is $90,000 too much? I don't know. And is it going to be a problem the way they were passed last Tuesday? It'll be fascinating to find out tomorrow. And I guess we'll all find out tomorrow live on the air at 9:15 a.m. because I believe it's the first time he's spoken about this since it all happened last Tuesday. Now, does anybody have a feeling on how they think this is all going to shake out? I really don't know. 740-751-4038. You know, we try to be a news station here, and hopefully we do a good job with that by reporting things like that and bringing interviews with the mayor to you like we will tomorrow morning. But on the whole, I just don't know. I don't know how that will all go. Because on one hand, you might say, okay, well, they deserve raises, and council voted them in, so that's the way to go. Then on the other hand, you might say, well, I don't think that's done the appropriate way, so maybe we shouldn't go ahead with that. I don't know. No opinions out there on this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, have you heard there's a new epidemic, apparently, in America? Americans are lonely, and it's killing them. How the U.S. can combat this new epidemic? How about this? America has a new epidemic. It can't be treated using traditional therapies, even though it has debilitating and even deadly consequences. The problem seeping in the corners of our communities is loneliness, and U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy is hoping to generate awareness and offer remedies before it claims more lives. Most of us probably think of loneliness as just a bad feeling. He told USA Today, it turns out that loneliness has far greater implications for our health when we struggle with a sense of social disconnection, being lonely, or isolated. So we have, if that was you, call me back. I think we got a disconnect there. Call me back if that was you. 740-751-4038. Loneliness is detrimental to mental and physical health, experts say, leading to an increased risk of heart disease, dementia, stroke, and premature death as researchers track record levels of self-reported loneliness, public health leaders are banding together to develop a public health framework to address the epidemic. Okay, I think we got the call this time. All right. Go ahead, caller.
If you had a kid who was completely irresponsible and didn't do their chores, would you raise their allowance, Scott?
Well, I think that's what a lot of people are looking at tomorrow. But I think the argument will be pretty much, I think everybody on city council but one person voted yes on these things.
Well, people should be upset about that. I mean, there needs to be that awareness. I mean, probably most people don't know that they're planning on doing that, or that they've, you know, put the measure forward. But if your financial house is in disorder, and it's safe to say that that's accurate, right, Scott?
I would say in the city at this point, with the cash flow problems and the fines piling up, I would say there's a cash flow problem.
Then who in the world would increase expenditures, especially for something as discretionary as payroll, for the individuals that are responsible? I mean, even if it's not them directly as an institution, they are responsible. So the more prudent thing to do would be to get your house in order, fix the finances, and then take another look at it. And if you have that discretionary money available, then you go ahead and do an increase. But you don't do it before you have fixed the problem. That is just ridiculous.
Did you get a chance to hear Jason Schauber last Thursday?
I did.
Now, what did you make of his explanation as to why he voted yes on some of these? And the whole mayoral raise, which is completely confusing at this point, ignoring the advice of the law director that you can't do this, and they did it anyway.
Well, as I understand it, they look at what surrounding communities are paying these similar positions. Is that how you understand it?
Yeah, that's even come into question now, because for a long time when people said that, people felt, well, Marion is right on, the 110,000 would be right on par. But apparently a study was done and presented last Tuesday night that said we should be like 85,000, something in there.
I mean, I think the whole notion that you automatically do things because some other adjacent community is doing it that way is illogical. You have completely different circumstances. I mean, you look at Findlay, and Findlay is a similar size of Marion, but it has a completely different economy and a completely different situation fiscally within its local government. So again, the focus should be on getting their finances straightened out, and then if they do that, you can almost look at it as a reward to say, oh, you guys did this? Well, here's a pay increase for this position.
I know
they're not doing it as an individual. You know, I don't think they are doing it as an individual. I would hope not. And I think there was some implications there, right, Scott?
Well, yeah. As far as the mayor, because with the auditor, you would have to say, well, she's going to be gone on the 5th, and we don't know who the next auditor is. So that pay raise probably was not based on any one person. The law director, I think a lot of people look at that position and say that, yes, they have been underpaid. So I don't know if that was based on one person. But Jason Schauber did say, and I believe the mayor also said, that they believe the mayoral pay bump has come about because of one person.
Well, again, I think the prudent position would be, we are going to put a stay on this matter until we fix our finances. I mean, again, I look at it, if you had a kid and said, hey, if you do this, this, and this, let's like, all increase your allowance. Well, they didn't do this, this, and this. We're not going to increase your allowance. You know, they're sitting on the couch, you know, eating Doritos, all the while saying that they deserve an increase in their allowance. So fix the problem, and then we can talk. And unfortunately, it goes, I mean, I think most people would agree with that in the city of Marion, but they're unaware of it. I mean, how many Marionites know that this is going on?
Well, it's an interesting thing, and there are, if you are a student or even have any interest in government, the interview tomorrow will be fascinating, not just because it's happening here, but it's the first time Mayor Schertzer has spoke since this all went down, and you've got several things going on here, because the mayor has been on record as saying $110,000 would have been too much. Well, that was dropped $20,000. So then the question becomes, is $90,000 too much? Now, that is a question the mayor would have to answer, but now that we know that this might have been passed inappropriately, does the mayor say, well, hey, listen, you did not do this right. I've got to veto it anyway. And then you also have to look again at this cash flow problem that we are looking at, and then just the timing of this whole thing, because if the mayor were to veto it tomorrow, that's going to leave them 2 days to try to overturn, get a meeting together, try to overturn his veto. Is that why he's not said anything until the 28th? There's a lot of intrigue there.
Well, I think that would be the appropriate thing to do for all the reasons that we've discussed and that you discussed with him and Jason Schauber. You know, go ahead and make them step up, and if they want to try to scramble to get something through and override a veto within 2 days, if they can even do that, then make them do that. You know, that's because I think that would be very telling. And, you know, he has more than enough grounds to do so.
Well, the two questions I have for you here, and just because you've listened to the mayor's interviews and obviously do follow this, what do you think will happen tomorrow? And it's hard to predict these things, but knowing Mayor Schertzer, knowing when this interview is coming, knowing that he's doing this interview 3 days before he leaves office, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I think that it's fairly telling that he hasn't spoken out since your interview, right?
Right.
So, and the fact that he is going to be exiting, and the fact that he has that support from the law director, I think that he might veto it. Don't you?
Well, I think, you know, if it had just been a $90,000 raise and all had went smooth, he might have let it go and just said, listen, you know, I don't agree with that. I want to be on record as saying that because the city's got cash flow problems. But that's what city council wanted. Let it go. But the fact that the law director seems to disagree that this was done properly, that's what throws the hanger in this. And I think, well, the mayor is about institutional knowledge. He brings this up all the time. If he feels it was done inappropriately, is he just going to let that trickle over the finish line? I don't know.
And what vested interest would he have in doing so?
Nothing at this point, but it's also interesting that Jason Schauber, people are starting to use a lot of interesting words as we're going into the new year. You know, I was at the city council meeting in which Ayers Ratliff said, I will not be lectured by a new mayor in a city council meeting. Jason Schauber, in the interview last week, said he would not be intimidated. What is going on in Marion City government? I don't understand this.
I don't know, but they need to come together. It's during these times of, you know, trial, and it sounds like this is one of those times, and it certainly is, even at the, you know, national level as far as the economy goes. You have to have people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and work on solutions. and just going across the board and giving people unwarranted pay increases, you know. And I understand that they haven't had regular increases over the years. But again, it's not like Marion's fiscal situation was really strong 10 years ago and they just didn't do it. It was challenged then, and it's probably more challenged now. So it's not appropriate. Like, you have to earn that. If they turn it around and you have a great situation going on in the local economy and the city's fiscal standing is strong, then go ahead and say, we're going to make this increase.
Well,
if that's not the case, then you don't do it.
Well, and the other question becomes, now, it's interesting that city council and the treasurer's salary, because dates were not changed, would not happen till 2026 anyway. So my guess is those will probably be left alone. But the law director, the auditor, and the mayor, now the mayor, I think simply because of how it was done, the auditor, maybe because we don't know who the auditor is going to be after January 5th, he has a line item veto too. So he could change the amounts. He could do that. I really don't know what he would do. Now, this is a man who asked for the resignation of the current auditor. Can he see raising that salary to $80,000, even though this auditor is not going to be in that position?
How much is the auditor's salary? How much are they wanting to increase it from what to 80?
I do not have it was substantially less than that. I don't even know if it was 60, to be honest with you.
And then are they going to proceed with hiring like a staff CPA or some type of assistant? Because wasn't that one of the plans, was to get somebody in there that knew what they were doing?
I think that is still one of the plans. And that's also a confusing part of this, because this person was supposed to go in and help her. Well, she's not going to be there. And, you know, that. And I hate to keep harping on this, but the whole issue of what happened between Mayor Collins and Miranda McGinnis is still a big question, in which Mayor Schertzer and Jason Schaber both said it doesn't look right. We're not sure if there are any illegalities there. But nobody's questioning that. And I'm confused by that. Now, maybe there are no illegalities there. I'm not a lawyer. But how did this happen? Did she go to him? Did he go to her? Can you offer an elected official a job that's not an elected job for them to resign their position? I don't understand that.
I mean, I imagine you would just have to reference the Ohio Ethics Code and see if there was some malfeasance that occurred there. But I mean, going back to the pay increase for that position, so then what? So you're going to increase that position, you're going to have that individual who is going to resign as soon as the calendar strikes 2024, and or as soon as they, I guess, what is the effective date when her new term starts?
I think she's sworn in on the first. How the fifth got chosen, I really don't know.
I guess just a buffer.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so then you're going to have that question mark on who they're going to backfill that position. And then there's this talk of creating another position to get somebody in there that actually knows how to do the job. So then you're going to have that expense, right?
As far as I know at this point, that is still the plan.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just spending money hand over fist here while you are in a dire financial situation with a cash flow problem. And are these fine issues? Like, is it over? I mean, I know they have to make the payments and stuff, but have they rectified the issue, or are they going to continue to accrue additional fines?
Well, that's also a big question because of the chaos in the auditor's office. And there also are some other things going on here as well, because nobody is really sure. I mean, Marion has now had to sell off some investments to pay these fines, because you can't use taxpayer dollars to pay these fines. So what is the return going to be on these investments? And if you can't pay these salaries, and also, last time I heard, and it was still the case last Thursday, we did not know if the treasurer's, well, apparently the treasurer's books do not match the auditor's books. So putting together the budget, which I think has to be done on the 1st when the new council and the new mayor come in, and the new auditor, who will still be there at that point, does anybody even really know at this point what money the city of Marion has?
They probably don't. And whatever investments they liquidated, they probably did so at a significant loss, given the rate environment right now. So a lot of those are probably low-yielding investments that they unloaded. And I'm sure they didn't get a dollar-for-dollar return on them when they unloaded them.
Well, here's a big question as well, because we're talking mostly about the local people who will be in there after January the 1st, because this is who this impacts. But my question is, with Mayor Schertzer's last interview tomorrow, if he doesn't do anything and lets it go, because he has said he would like to stay in politics, he would like to do other things, does it hurt him knowing everything that's going on if he doesn't do anything tomorrow and just goes ahead?
I think it should. But again, that comes down to public awareness. And then people are going to be pointing fingers and trying to pass the buck. But that's why I think that whatever he does, it needs to be what is right for the city and the people of Marion. And then put the onus on them to either they're going to scramble in 2 days or whatever it is to try to ram that through, and then that can be highlighted in the future as inappropriate. This is what they did. I tried to step up and do the right thing for the people, and he's got the backing of the law director. It'd be different if he didn't have that support to say that this is not appropriate.
Well, I will say this about public awareness. I think one of the issues last week, and the Marion Star being without a reporter is obviously one of these issues, but one of the issues last week was that was not a regularly scheduled meeting. It happened on a night that is normally not city council night, and it happened during the holiday season. It was such an ambiguous meeting that I think a lot of people are still up in the air. I think what the mayor does with 3 days left to go on December 28th in regard to these raises, that's a very definitive story. Right now, the story is very ambiguous, and I think it's very hard to report on this story because the law director has not outright come out and said, listen, this is going to be trouble. He just advised them, I don't think you're doing this correctly. I think that's why the story, honestly, has not got a lot of play, but I think the mayor's story certainly will get a lot of play.
Well, who started the ball rolling on this whole thing? And when you say that it was a special meeting, when was that planned?
The Monday before. What happened was, nobody knew the auditor was resigning until the Monday before, which was what was supposed to be, I believe, the last scheduled city council meeting of the year. And that's when they found out there was a cash flow problem. That happened at that meeting. That's when they found out the auditor was resigning. That happened at that meeting. That's when they found out that she'd been offered the transit position. That happened at that meeting. And Mayor Schertzer at that point, because I talked to him after the meeting in his office, interviewed him, he said he was not sure if the pay raises were going to get a third reading. So until they put together the agenda for last Tuesday, which was done in less than a week, there wasn't even a concrete chance that that was going to happen.
But who on council initially proposed that?
You know, I was there the night that they proposed that, and you know, I want to say it was either Jason or Ayers, but I'm not going to say definitely, but they were doing most of the talking that night.
So they're the brain trust behind the idea of the pay increases.
Well, I don't think they were that. I think because honestly, the pay increases were not discussed that night very much at all. It was more about, listen, the IRS is going to come in here Wednesday and throw locks on the doors, and we've got to pay these fines. We've got to appropriate the money to do this. And I think that was more of the reason for the extra meeting, but they threw the pay raises on there for a third reading to, I guess, see what would happen. But council would have to vote on that, I think, to put them on the agenda.
Yeah, that would be interesting, to, you know, as far as the origin, just like sponsoring the bill or who made the motion to do so, who put that on the agenda item originally. And I'm sure this has, you know, been something that has been in discussion for, I would hope, a little while. There have been a little bit of planning and discussion and thought into it. You know, it'd be interesting to see how it started, and then you might better understand the power politics at play.
What,
you know,
do you find it interesting that everybody voted for these pay raises except for one person? I mean, that's a strong majority, which again goes back to the mayor's veto, because a veto can be overturned, and he's a vote counter. I mean, I think he would say that. They would have the votes to overturn it if they did not like what he did, but doing it with 3 days left to go, they may not be able to get together to do that.
Well, that's the thing. It would put the ball in their court and force their hand to convene another, if they're able to do so, to convene a special meeting for, you know, in order to ram that through or to try to. So I think that the optics of that would look horrible, and that's why I would do it.
Well, do you think this is being driven by one person, though, in particular this mayoral issue? Because we can't talk about the auditor because she's not going to be there and we don't know who the next person is. And the city council and the treasurer, that's not going to happen for 2 years anyway. Do you believe, because the mayor's salary is the only one that they took down from 110, which is why this has become an issue of, is it legal to do that? Is it not legal? Because we haven't had three readings on this $90,000. Do you think this is person-driven at this point?
Well, without understanding, I guess, the origin of it, you know, it's hard to say. That's why I would be curious to know, and I don't know, just from what exposure that I've had to it by listening to the interviews and that sort of thing on your program. But it would be interesting to know, like, how did this idea spark and who put it forth? And again, that original motion or original discussion, that would help. To me, that would help me figure out what the motivations are.
Well, I'll tell you, very quick summary of and this also for people who are listening right now who might not understand how this all got started. Jason Schauber put together the legislation initially, but there was no dollar amount. His theory was that we need to give public officials more money to run for office so we can get better candidates. But no dollar amount was put with that, and it was not actually supposed to happen until 4 years from now. Well, then, a couple months ago, 3 months ago, something like that, they decided, council, that, you know what, let's move this up and start it in January. And then that's where the $110,000 number came from. And that was being suggested by people on council. I don't think it was any one person I think that was just a majority vote that let's move this up. And then Jason didn't like the idea. He came on at that point and said, I didn't want it to be that much, and I wanted it to be 4 years from now, not next year. So he became an opponent of his own legislation, and then they postponed it until after the election because they did feel it was person-driven, that if one person won, they wouldn't vote for it. If one person won, they would vote for it. So then we got to the vote, which was last Tuesday night, and I guess probably because of the cash flow problem in Marion that was brought to their attention a week earlier, they decided not to go for the 110. But I do know Mike Neff was the one who said 95 when Jason said 80. They ended up at 90, and here we are.
I mean, that's a substantial increase. So it goes back to, I think, the only appropriate action would be to not do anything. You need to focus on fixing the city's finances first, and then when you're in a better fiscal position, then you can make a decision to do an increase. And the whole idea that, these are supposed to be public servants, so your motivation shouldn't be financial reward or compensation. So, I mean, I'm a firm believer in that. I mean, there should be people. Now, if we're not doing a good job recruiting people and getting people involved, then that's another deficit. That's another thing that needs to be worked on. You need to have that interaction with the people in the community. And I know that was something that was mentioned by Scott Schertzer, at least on the Democrat side, but Schauber kind of said the same thing about the Republicans, right? As far as...
Pretty much.
So, they got to work on that. And, again, building that awareness with the public, being honest, and it starts with doing the right thing here. That's why I think that it should be something that is vetoed, and it can be approached again in the future. It's not to say that this is never going to happen and, these poor politicians are all going to starve. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, okay, boys and girls, roll up your sleeves, fix the situation with the finances, and then we'll talk about giving you a treat.
It's going to be interesting. We'll find out what happens tomorrow. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
All right, phone lines are open here, 58 and a half minutes past the hour, and that interview with Mayor Schertzer again will be tomorrow morning, 9:15 a.m., and we'll see how it all shakes out. If you have an opinion on this, you can give me a... We've only got about a minute left, so we'll probably talk more about this next hour. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Maybe we'll talk more about this loneliness epidemic that we are in the middle of right now, apparently, and all kinds of manner of other things going on in the community and around the community. What an interesting time to be around. And I've never seen... I don't even think with the Aquatic Center vote years ago, so many moving factors when it comes to what Mayor Schertzer will do tomorrow. What a way to go out of office after 16 years than to have to make a decision like this tomorrow morning, which certainly will bring consequences either way. All right, we'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before,